Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know, it's funny, we spend so much time working on projects, but sometimes, do those projects actually get us closer to those big long-term goals?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's something that every leader, really every person working on a team, needs to think about.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We found this really interesting blog post about aligning projects with the company's vision, but get ready, because we're not just going to skim the surface. We're going deeper.
Right. We want to explore not just the theory, but also how these ideas play out in the real world. I mean, we've all seen those companies that seem to nail it.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to talk about Amazon and how they built a trillion-dollar empire by being laser-focused on their vision.
Exactly. And then there are those cautionary tales, too.
Right. Like Sears.
Right.
We'll look at how their failure to adapt led to their downfall. And to add some fuel to the fire, we'll be unpacking some pretty eye-opening statistics along the way.
Yeah, for instance, the Harvard Business Review found that misaligned projects can lead to a 46% increase in missed deadlines. And wait for it. The cost overruns can jump by 40%. Think about all that wasted time, energy, and resources.
It really highlights the importance of making sure your projects are pulling in the same direction as your overall goals.
Absolutely. The blog post calls this connection the invisible thread, which I love. Without it, businesses can become aimless, almost like a ship without a rudder, right?
You know, it's so true. And the consequences of this kind of drift can be pretty dire. Think about wasted resources, losing your strategic direction, and even seeing employee morale plummet.
No one wants that. So let's start by looking at some real-world examples. I mean, Amazon's story is almost legendary. Remember back when they were just an online bookstore?
It's hard to believe now, looking at the massive company they've become.
But here's the thing. Even back then, they had this incredibly clear vision to be Earth's most customer-centric company, and they really stuck to that. Every single project, whether it was launching AWS or offering Prime shipping, was a calculated step towards that vision.
And that's the key takeaway here. They didn't just chase trends. They deliberately built an empire of customer loyalty, brick by brick, project by project.
And it's that unwavering focus that propelled them to become the powerhouse they are today. I mean, it makes you think about how focusing on that core vision can really drive success.
Absolutely. And it's a stark contrast to what happened with Sears, which was once a retail giant.
Right. But they missed the boat on the digital revolution. They were so caught up in their old ways of doing things that their projects just didn't align with the changing needs of the market.
And what happened? They failed to stay relevant in a world that was rapidly moving online. And that's a textbook example of strategic drift, right? Lots of activity, but not the right kind of activity.
Instead of innovating and becoming the Amazon of their time, well, Sears filed for bankruptcy. It's a cautionary tale for sure.
It really makes you stop and ask yourself, how do we make sure we're working on projects that actually matter? How do we avoid ending up like Sears?
That's the million-dollar question. And that's where the blog post's five-step framework for aligning projects with long-term goals comes in. We're going to unpack each step in detail, but let's start with the foundation.
Step one, clarifying and documenting your vision. It might seem basic, but you'd be surprised how many companies struggle with this.
It's not just about having a vague idea of where you want to go. It's about articulating a powerful vision statement, like a North Star for your company.
You need a clear picture of the future you're trying to create. A good example of this is Tesla. Their vision is to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy.
Right. And then you have Unilever with their vision to make sustainable living commonplace. These vision statements are aspirational, definitely, but they're also actionable. They give everyone in the organization a target to aim for.
But a vision statement isn't just something you hang on the wall and forget about. It needs to be embedded in your company culture, your decisions, your project proposals, everything.
You need to weave that vision into the very fabric of your organization. And that brings us to step two, which is all about aligning projects using value prioritization frameworks.
This is where things start to get really interesting. This is where we look at how to decide which projects are worth our time and resources.
Let's face it, not all projects are created equal. Some are going to have a much bigger impact on your long-term vision than others.
Absolutely. So how do you figure out which projects to prioritize? Well, there are some really cool frameworks for this. One that I find particularly helpful is the balanced scorecard approach.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So instead of just focusing on financial metrics, the balanced scorecard takes a more holistic view. It looks at a project's impact on things like customer satisfaction, internal processes, and even employee learning and growth.
So you're looking at the bigger picture, not just chasing short-term profits. You're thinking about the long-term health and sustainability of the organization. What other frameworks should we be aware of?
Well, another really useful one is the weighted scoring model.
Okay, I like the sound of that. How does it work?
Basically, you assign numerical values to different project criteria. For example, you might consider things like strategic alignment, potential return on investment, even risk level. Then you can prioritize your projects based on their overall score.
That's a great way to bring some objectivity to the decision-making process. You're taking the emotion out of it and letting the data guide your choices.
And sometimes those data-driven decisions can be tough because you might have to say no to projects that seem like good ideas on the surface.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Google's decision back in 2010 to kill off over 20 products.
Oh yeah, that was a bold move. Some of those products were actually pretty popular, right?
They were, but Google realized they were distractions.
They weren't aligned with Google's core strategic goals. So they decided to focus their energy and resources on the projects that truly mattered.
And that brings us to the next step in the framework, step three, cascading objectives using OKRs.
Yeah. OKRs. It's a framework that's become so popular in recent years, and for good reason.
It's a great way to make sure everyone in your organization is rowing in the same direction. It takes that big overarching vision and translates it into concrete actions and measurable outcomes.
You start with an objective, which is a qualitative goal that's directly tied to the company's vision.
Okay, I'm following. Let's say your objective is to enhance customer experience. What would a key result related to that objective look like?
A key result needs to be something measurable and specific. So, for example, you could have reduced customer support response time by 20%.
I see. Or maybe something like increase customer satisfaction scores by 10%.
Exactly. It's not just about setting vague goals. It's about defining those concrete, measurable outcomes that you can track and hold yourself accountable to.
And OKRs work best when they're transparent. Everyone knows what the top-level objectives are and how their work is contributing to achieving them.
It's like we talked about earlier, that invisible thread. OKRs make that thread visible.
They create a sense of shared purpose and alignment across the entire organization.
So we're back, and we just left off talking about these OKRs, which are a really powerful tool for setting goals and tracking progress. And, you know, OKRs and this whole idea of alignment, it really gets to the heart of what it means to be productive, doesn't it? It's not just about being busy. It's about making sure that your efforts are actually moving you towards your long-term vision.
Yeah, I think that's a really important distinction. You can be checking off a million tasks, but if they're not aligned with the big picture, you're kind of just spinning your wheels.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why having that clear vision, those solid objectives, it's so crucial. It's like having a map and a compass, right? They guide you towards your destination, even when the terrain gets rough.
Okay, so let's recap. We've clarified our vision, we've prioritized our projects, and we've set ambitious OKRs. What's the next step in the framework?
Well, step four is where things get interesting. This is where we embrace adaptive planning. And now, this might sound a bit counterintuitive. I mean, we've been talking about alignment and having a clear plan. But in today's world, things change so rapidly that clinging to a rigid plan can actually be detrimental.
So it's not about throwing out the plan altogether. It's about having a framework that allows you to be flexible and responsive while still staying focused on your goals.
You got it. And for a long time, the dominant approach to planning was very top-down, very meticulous, with everything laid out in advance. But that approach just doesn't work in a world where technology is evolving so quickly and customer preferences can change overnight.
Yeah, it's a completely different landscape now. So how do we balance this need for structure and planning with the need to be flexible and adaptable? How do we know when to stick to the plan and when to pivot?
That's where agile methodologies come in. Agile is all about iterative development, continuous feedback, and a willingness to change course when needed.
Right. And Agile isn't just for software development anymore, right? I mean, I've heard about it being used in marketing, sales, even HR.
Exactly. It's really spreading across industries.
But how do you actually implement Agile in a way that makes sure your projects are still aligned with your long-term goals? Because I can imagine a scenario where everyone's just running around being Agile, but not actually making progress towards the big picture.
That's a really good point. And that's why it's so important to have that strong vision and those clear objectives in place from the start. Agile is about being responsive, being adaptable, but it's not about being aimless. You still need a destination in mind. You might just need to adjust your route along the way.
So Agile isn't about reacting to every little change. It's about using those changes as opportunities to learn, to improve, to make informed decisions that keep you moving towards those ultimate goals.
That's a great way to put it. And that's why those regular check-ins and feedback loops are so crucial in Agile. You're constantly evaluating whether you're on the right track, making adjustments as needed.
Speaking of companies that are really good at adapting, the blog post mentions Spotify as a great example of a company that's successfully implemented Agile principles. And one thing that I found really interesting was their squad model. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Spotify organizes its teams into these small cross-functional units called squads. And each squad is responsible for a specific area of the product. And they have a high degree of autonomy. They're kind of like mini startups within the larger organization, empowered to make decisions quickly without layers of bureaucracy.
So it's like they've created this structure that allows them to be incredibly responsive to changes in the market or user feedback. They can experiment, iterate, and pivot much faster than a traditional hierarchical organization.
Exactly. And this agility has been a key factor in their success in the music streaming industry, which is incredibly competitive.
So Spotify's squad model is definitely something worth looking into if you're trying to embrace adaptive planning.
For sure. There's a lot to learn from how they've structured their teams and empowered their employees. And, you know, remember, the adaptive planning isn't about just throwing out all your plans and winging it. It's about having a framework that allows you to be flexible and responsive while still staying laser focused on those long-term goals.
Okay, so we've talked about clarifying the vision, prioritizing projects, cascading objectives, using OKRs, and embracing adaptive planning. What's the final step in this framework for aligning projects with long-term goals?
All right, so the fifth and final step is all about continuous monitoring, measuring, and refining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aligning projects with your vision isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that requires constant attention and adjustment.
I like to think of it kind of like tending a garden. You don't just plant the seeds and walk away, right? You need to water, weed, fertilize, and make sure your plants are getting enough sunlight.
I love that analogy. And just like a gardener uses tools to care for their plants, organizations need tools to monitor and measure the progress of their projects and see how well those projects are aligned with their goals.
And the blog post mentions a few that can be really helpful, like Gantt charts and KPI dashboards.
Right. Gantt charts are fantastic for visualizing project timelines and milestones. And KPI dashboards give you a quick snapshot of how a project is performing against key metrics. These tools can really help you identify potential roadblocks early on and make adjustments before things go too far off track.
It's about being proactive, constantly looking for ways to fine-tune your alignment and increase your chances of success. It's like having a feedback loop built into your project management process.
Exactly. And that feedback loop is so crucial because it allows you to learn from your experiences and make better decisions in the future.
So far, we've talked a lot about the theoretical side of aligning projects with long-term goals. But I think it would be helpful to see how these principles have played out in the real world.
Yeah, I agree. Theories and frameworks are great, but seeing how these ideas are applied in practice, that's where things get really interesting. And luckily, the blog post we're discussing has some really fascinating case studies.
One of the most striking examples is the story of Kodak, right? A classic cautionary tale of a company that failed to adapt to a changing market.
You know, it's almost unbelievable when you think about it. But Kodak essentially invented digital photography. They had the technology, they had the resources, the expertise.
But they were so focused on their existing film-based business model that they completely missed the boat on the digital revolution.
They were blinded by their short-term success. They didn't see those long-term implications of the very technology they had created.
It's a reminder that even the most successful companies can fall victim to complacency and a lack of strategic foresight. Kodak had all the pieces, but they failed to connect the dots.
And their downfall really highlights how important it is to constantly challenge your assumptions and be willing to adapt, even if it means disrupting your own business.
On the other hand, we have the story of Netflix, which the blog post highlights as a company that really nailed this whole project alignment thing.
Netflix is a masterclass in strategic pivoting.
Mm.
I mean, they started out as a DVD rental service, which was a great business at the time.
Right, but they recognized that the future was in streaming. And they were bold enough to make a radical shift.
They weren't afraid to cannibalize their own business. They let go of what was working to embrace what could be. And it was a bold move, but it paid off big time.
They transformed themselves from a DVD rental company into one of the most dominant entertainment companies in the world. And they did it by understanding that aligning projects with long-term goals isn't just about efficiency or productivity, it's about survival.
Absolutely. And it's about thriving in a rapidly changing environment.
Yeah.
So what can we learn from these contrasting stories of Kodak and Netflix?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that alignment isn't a one-time event. It's a constant process, right? It requires constant attention, reflection, and a willingness to adapt.
The market's always evolving, and you need to evolve with it.
And you need to be thinking about those long-term goals, making sure every project you take on is moving you closer to them.
It's not enough to just have a good product or service. You need a vision for the future. You need a plan for how you're going to get there. And you need to be willing to adjust that plan as needed.
This has been a fascinating discussion. I've learned so much about the importance of aligning projects with long-term goals. We've explored this five-step framework. We've looked at companies like Spotify, Kodak, Netflix, and we've talked about some of the tools and techniques that can be used to make this happen in any organization.
We've covered a lot of ground, but before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final thought.
Okay, I like where this is going. What is it?
So it's one thing to understand these concepts, right? But what really matters is how we put them into practice. So here's the question I want you to ask yourself. What legacy do you want to leave behind? What impact do you want to have on the world? Because when you align your projects with a powerful long-term vision, you're not just creating products or services. You're building something much bigger. You're creating a legacy. You're making a difference that will outlast your time here.
Wow, that's powerful. It's a reminder that our work can have a lasting impact if we're intentional about aligning it with our values and our vision for the future. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into aligning projects with those big long-term goals. And we really want to make this actionable for you.
Exactly. Because sometimes, you know, it's not enough to just understand the concepts. The real challenge is actually putting these ideas into practice.
So let's talk about those common barriers, you know, things like shifting priorities, getting your team on board, and even just dealing with those limited resources.
Yeah, those are real challenges that every organization faces. But the good news is the blog post we've been discussing actually offers some really solid advice on how to overcome these hurdles.
Perfect. So let's start with those shifting priorities. I mean, things change all the time, right? The market shifts, new technologies emerge, and customer needs evolve. It's just the nature of business.
Right. So how do you stay focused on your long-term vision when it seems like the ground is constantly shifting beneath you?
Exactly. What's the secret?
Well, one key is to build in those regular strategy reviews. So, you know, take some time to step back and ask yourself, are our current projects still in line with our goals?
Yeah, I can see how those moments of reflection, maybe even a dedicated meeting, can really help you course correct before you've invested too much time and energy in the wrong direction.
Right. And sometimes, you know, the best decision is to actually abandon a project.
It's not always easy to let go, but sometimes it's better to pivot early on than to pour more resources into something that's just not strategically relevant anymore.
Okay, so let's talk about getting buy-in from your team. Because you can have the clearest vision and the most well-planned projects in the world, but if your team isn't on board, well, you're going to face some serious resistance.
And, you know, nothing kills momentum faster than a lack of enthusiasm. You've really got to articulate the why behind each project.
Why this project? Why now? Why should we care?
Right. Explain how it connects to the bigger picture, how it makes a difference, and most importantly, why it matters to each individual on the team.
It's about showing them how their efforts are contributing to something bigger than themselves.
Absolutely. People are more engaged when they see the purpose behind their work. And don't underestimate the power of celebrating those wins along the way. Yes. Acknowledging those successes reinforces the fact that you're making progress towards a common goal. It builds momentum. It keeps the team motivated. So, okay, let's talk about those ever-present resource constraints. It seems like every organization is constantly struggling with limited time, budget, or manpower.
It's a constant challenge.
Yeah.
But you know what? The blog post actually has a really interesting perspective on this. It suggests that those constraints can actually spark more creativity and collaboration.
Interesting. So instead of viewing those limitations as roadblocks, think of them as opportunities to get resourceful.
Exactly. Break down those silos between departments and encourage your teams to work together. Pool your resources, combine that expertise. Often you can achieve more with less.
I like that. Sometimes those constraints force you to think outside the box and come up with new ways of doing things.
It's a great reminder that innovation often thrives under constraints. And, you know, when you think about it, aligning your projects with your long-term vision, it really is an investment.
Right, you're investing in the future of your organization.
You're making sure that your efforts have a lasting impact. And ultimately, it's going to save you time and resources down the road.
We've covered so much in this deep dive. We talked about those frameworks for aligning projects. We looked at those amazing case studies of companies like Amazon, Sears, Kodak, and Netflix. We even explored some practical strategies for overcoming those common challenges.
We've really gone deep. But it all comes down to one thing, really.
Taking action. Right. So here's our challenge for you. Today, take one concrete step to better align your work with your long-term goals. It doesn't have to be anything huge.
Yeah, maybe just schedule a quick meeting to discuss your team's vision. Or pick one project and really reevaluate it. Ask yourself, is this still aligned with our strategic goals?
Because even those small steps, taken consistently, can lead to amazing results.
So go out there, make it happen. And remember, we're all in this together. We're all learning and growing.
Keep diving deep, keep those projects aligned, and keep those long-term visions in sight.
And that's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep striving to make your work meaningful and impactful.